listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read you from Joel chapter 2 and talk to you about what to tear. Here's the word, Joel chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. A good doctor knows how to apply the remedy to the place where it's needed. If your feet hurt, only a bad doctor would give you something to clear your sinuses. The same principle works in spiritual things. When there is a spiritual problem, God speaks right to the afflicted area, and he keeps speaking to it until the area is healed. For this reason, the message God spoke through the prophet Joel was pretty consistent. In our text from Joel chapter 1, we saw that Joel taught that the people of Israel, if they were going to properly get right with God, they had to do something. Now, in Joel chapter 2, he continues along the same theme. But using different word pictures, he tells us how to repeatedly apply the remedy to their spiritual affliction. So in that context, God told Judah through his prophet that they must turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Earlier in the chapter, Joel warned Judah that even though they were in a tough time, worse judgment would come unless they got right with God. Now he told them to respond because they heard the warning of judgment. God's people should repent in response. It doesn't make their repentance less valued that they had to be scared into it. The important thing is that they turned back to the Lord in sincerity, and God told them how to sincerely repent. It's in these verses 12 and 13 of Joel chapter 2. You see, since repentance is to turn to God, therefore turn away from your sin. Sincere repentance is done with all your heart, giving everything you can in surrender to God. Sincere repentance is marked by action with fasting. It's marked by emotion with weeping and mourning. Now, not every act of repentance will include fasting and weeping, but if action and emotion are absent, then it isn't real repentance. One thing that offends God and that Joel spoke against was phony repentance. That's what he spoke against with these words. Rend your heart and not your garments. One expression of mourning in Jewish culture is tearing the clothes. It was a way to say, I am so overcome with grief that I don't care if my clothes are ruined and I look bad. Joel knew that one could tear their garments without really tearing their heart. And he described the kind of heart repentance that really pleased God. You see, a ripped heart is a surer sign of real repentance than a ripped shirt. In one of his great sermons, Charles Spurgeon told the story of a woman who came seeming to be in great sorrow, saying what a great sinner she was. Yet Spurgeon suspected that her repentance wasn't sincere. He said to her, "Well, if you're a sinner, then of course you've broken God's laws. Let's read the Ten Commandments and see which ones you've broken." So they started at the first commandment. "You shall have no other gods before me." And Spurgeon asked her if she had ever broken that commandment. "Oh, no," she said. "Not that I ever know of." So Spurgeon said again, "You shall not make any graven image. Did you ever break that one?" "Never, sir," she answered. As you might suppose, Spurgeon went through all the Ten Commandments, and this supposedly repentant woman could not find a single one that she had actually broken. And what Spurgeon suspected about her was true. She didn't really consider herself a sinner, And she was making something of a show of repentance because she thought that it was expected of her. Though the custom of tearing the clothes as a sign of repentance was not relevant to Spurgeon's day, this woman needed to hear God's message through Joel. Hey, rend your heart and not your garments. If real repentance is such a deep work, it's easy to think that it isn't really worth it. So in our verses, Joel reminded us that it really is worth it. Joel said this, "Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm." You see, this was another encouragement to repentance. The first was present chastisement, and the second was the threat of coming judgment. But knowing the goodness and mercy of God is another motive for true repentance. We come to him confident that he will heal and he will forgive and that he may relent from the judgment that he announced. It's an important point to understand. We don't repent with the idea, God is so mean that if I don't return to him, he'll squash me like a bug. No, no, no. Instead, the idea is this. God is so gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness that he will spare me from what I deserve if I turn back to him. Ultimately, it's his goodness that leads us to repentance. So, take God's goodness as motivation to real repentance, a repentance of the heart, not only of external things. Today, tear your heart and not your clothes.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.